Morning, Ireland. It's 10 to 8 and Adam Maguire joins us with the business news.
Thanks, Anya. Irish households saved an extra €1.1 billion in credit institutions here in May, bringing the total household deposits to €155.6 billion. That more than reverses the €140 million drop that was recorded in April. It shows that households here are continuing to save despite ongoing cost of living pressures. Economist Simon Barry joins me on the line now to talk through these figures. Simon, we had seen those deposit volumes drop in April. Is it a surprise that they bounced back as they have in May?
I don't think so, Adam. I think the really important piece of context here, which makes all of this possible, is the fact that Irish households in aggregate continue to experience and benefit from very rapid income growth. And importantly, that's very much directly connected to the strength of the labour market. So we know that employment growth is continuing at a healthy clip. Wages are rising at a healthy pace. And that combination means that overall income levels in the Irish household sector are growing at a really strong pace. In fact, in the first quarter of this year, they were up 10% on year earlier levels. So that makes a lot of really good things possible, including spending, but also including deposit accumulation.
Now, up until recently, households tended to have their money in overnight accounts, so they weren't earning any interest. That didn't really matter when interest rates were low, but obviously ECB interest rates are still quite high at the moment. We are, as a country, moving our deposits so over to long-term accounts. So are consumers changing their habits?
They are. That's definitely a pattern which is, again, evident in the figures that were released by the ECB yesterday. So we know that Irish households were very slow to respond to the higher interest rates that were available on term deposits. And Ireland is actually still very much an outlier in terms of the amount of deposits that are held in overnight. So these balances pay very, very little, on average, just 0.13%. For keeping your money in a standard overnight account, whereas rates available on term deposits, if you're willing to put your money away for a period of time, on average are about 2.65%. So Irish households have been really slow to respond to that, but it's now happening. So if we look at the past year or so, the overall amount of deposit balances has increased by €4.5 billion over the last 12 months. But all of that is totally dominated by flows of money into term deposits, which are up €8 billion over the last 12 months. So in other words, overnight balances are now falling. Term deposit balances are now seeing significant increases. And in fact, in the figures out yesterday, the total amount of deposits held in term accounts is at its highest level since before the pandemic, back to 10.7 billion in where it was in February 2020.
We are still behind our European peers though on that, aren't we?
Yeah, no, exactly. So the in Europe, the average share of the overnight segment in total household deposits is about 54%. Ireland is way off that. We're the highest among the Eurozone member states. Our number is about 88% plus. So even though it has started to come down, it's coming from really, really high levels. Okay. And Irish households, I think, clearly do have an incentive to be more proactive in the way that they manage their balances. And of course, there's a mixed experience here. Not all households, and far from it, will have excess deposit balances to manage. Mm-hmm. You know, many households will have had a very difficult time going through the period of really elevated inflation. But for those households who do find themselves in the fortunate position of having excess deposit balances, there are options available to enhance the return from those deposits.
Very briefly, the ECB has cut interest rates once. We may see more before the end of the year. Now, we tend to focus on what that means for borrowers, but could it also mean we're at the high water mark in terms of rates being offered to savers, and now is the time to lock in a good savings rate on a long-term deposit account?
Yeah, I think, ordinarily, of course, one would expect that, you know, interest rates available to borrowers and to savers will vary in line with the underlying official rate. And as you rightly say, you know, the ECB has started to reduce rates as of earlier this month. But one interesting feature of the Irish market is that up until relatively recently, it was characterised by weakened competition, reflecting the departures of Ulster Bank and KBC. But other providers, newer providers, have come to market with interest rates that are extremely attractive relative to prevailing market averages. Mm-hmm. And so competition is now starting to ramp up. We've also potentially got a new entrant in the deposit market coming in the period ahead. So I think in the same way that people are well advised to shop around for their, you know, electricity bills and home insurance and so on. I think shopping around, whether it's within your own financial institution or potentially looking at alternatives out there, Irish households have the potential to benefit from being more proactive in this space.
Okay. Economist Simon Barry, thank you very much for that. We'll have more business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.